We're going to be in Exodus this morning. Again, we're going to go back to Exodus from Sunday school. We're going to go back to Exodus chapter 15 this morning. It's a tremendous privilege to have each and every one of you here. Thank you, visitors, for being with us this morning. I pray that you'll feel welcome. Let's see, we're going to stand together. Brother DeShaza, would you mind maybe sharing with Richard there your Bible? And do the visitors have a Bible, I think? In the back, brother, there in the back behind you? Yeah. Thank you, Brother Shazo. We don't want anyone to feel left out. We're certainly a Bible-believing church, and everything we do and say, we want you to see it in the Bible. That way you don't think we're making it up, okay? Exodus chapter 15. Thank you, Brother Sammy. All right. Want to help him? Okay. Then the Bible says here, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also were drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them, they sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm they shall be as still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever.
Amen.
For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Verse 18 says, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. Let me preach to you this morning for a little while, by the grace of God, on crossing the Red Sea. Father, I thank you that I know you. I thank you, Lord, that you know me. I thank you, God, that I belong to you. I thank you, Lord, that I am your purchased possession. I thank you, God, that I'm redeemed. Lord, I thank you that I'm a part of your people, your congregation. of born-again believers. Father, I thank You that You reign forever and ever. I thank You, God, for this song of praise that we just read. Lord, I pray today that You would fill our hearts with this praise before we leave here. Help us to see and understand how great Thou art. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. I just read to you 19 verses of a song that Moses and the children of Israel sang after they crossed the Red Sea. I want to try to pull out of this song a few things, but really, I really just like for you and me today, before we leave, to have a song in our hearts.
Amen.
Now, what I mean by that is we may not be able to memorize the words to this song, because there's a lot of them.
Amen.
But there is a land that is fairer than day.
Amen.
And by faith we can see it afar.
Amen.
And the Father waits over the way.
Yes,
prepare us a dwelling place there.
Amen.
And there's so years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not that it was for me He died at Calvary.
Amen.
And on and on and on, there is a hill far away, where stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. A song in our hearts, He keeps me singing. There is a name I love to hear. Blessed, blessed is that name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's easy to memorize. That's just the same phrase. But listen, Moses and his people had a song in their heart that they were not ashamed to sing.
Amen.
They were not ashamed to just sit there by the Red Sea that morning. Maybe a Sunday morning. It probably was a Sunday morning, knowing God. That morning, they were there on the other side, can I say, on the other side of the Red Sea. They had crossed over the Red Sea, and now they're singing a song and they're praising God with all their worth, with all they can muster up, all of their energy, all of their strength, all of their heart is given. They're not thinking about anything right now, but how great Thou art.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. They looked back and they saw those Egyptians literally floating in the water face down, and some of them lying on the seashore dead. And they saw and they realized, God has just become my salvation. God is my strength. God has done this for me. God has protected me. God, I will exalt God.
Amen.
I will praise and worship God. I will honor Him. The Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord, the Bible says, I will sing unto the Lord. He hath triumphed gloriously. He doesn't just do things haphazardly. Amen. He triumphed gloriously.
Amen.
The horse and the rider hath He thrown into the sea. I have to believe probably those horses were possessed with the spirits of Egypt. You know, animals get a certain attitude after they're around certain people. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed how grumpy people always have grumpy animals? Happy people usually have happy animals. Well, these were horses of war. These were horses of Pharaoh's army. And they were not... But God said, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and destroy the horses too. And by the way, horses don't go to hell. Relax. They just go back to the dirt. Okay? I don't want to offend anybody, but he killed the horses too. But here's what I want you to understand. This is a picture. This is a picture, what I think... a couple things here. I'm just going to, by way of introduction, then I'm going to get to what I'm trying to go to today, and we'll go home. But I want you to see the honesty in this song, first of all. The honesty in this song. Moses in verse 1 and the children of Israel, they sang this song unto the Lord, and they said, I'll sing unto the Lord, He hath triumphed gloriously. They were no longer worried about what they could do. They were no longer concerned about what they had done. They realized that it was all God.
Amen.
It was all God. You understand today that when we get across the Red Seas or battles, the things that come our way that we seem or we can't really overcome ourselves, what God wants us to get to a place in our lives is where we just finally, once and for all, honestly admit, God, You're my strength. God, You're my song. God, You're my salvation.
Amen.
God, You're the one that's doing this. God, You're the one that did this. God, You're the one that the depths have covered them. They sank. Verse 6, Thy right hand, O Lord, is glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. I mean, they're finally coming to a point where they're not complaining right now. We'll talk about that in a minute. But they're not complaining right now. They see what God has done. They see how God has brought them, and they see how God has fought their battles for them. In verse 7, in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them. They're honestly saying, God, it's You that did this. They're giving God the glory, saying, God, You did this. You're the one. It's Your right hand. It's Your power. It's Your glory. We had no way to do this, God. You did this for us. And that's what a Christian's heart is. I just believe this chapter, these few verses that I read to us this morning, I believe that that's where God would want His children to live every day.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Now, He knows us, but quite frankly, these people are dead level honest that they could not do this without God.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to see also the humility in this song. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. With a blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as a heap. The depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I'll pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. But see, the humility is they knew. They knew that they were dead.
That's right.
Without God's help.
Amen. That's right.
You see, they were just honest, the fact that God did it all, but they were made very humble. How do I know they were humble? Because they were singing.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
They were singing. They weren't concerned about who was beside them or who was listening to them. They were out in the wilderness in the desert. I understand that. And there was nobody else around but a bunch of Israelites. But they were singing. Moses and the children of Israel were singing out loud this song. They weren't mumbling. They weren't just kind of under their breath muttering. They were singing, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hand have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. And then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, not me. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. You say, preacher, I can't sing like that. If your heart was filled with that song, you wouldn't care who was listening.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Because God's greater than we could ever even put into words.
Amen.
He's greater than we could ever even imagine. And Moses and the children of Israel, they didn't have a songbook.
That's right, amen. Amen. Hey.
They didn't have the old American songs and hymns.
Yeah.
They didn't have songs of revival, and they were singing this from their heart.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right, amen.
They were singing this from their heart.
Amen.
You said, we have psalm books. Well, we have psalm books so we can all sing the same words. But we have psalm books but written by people who sang songs and wrote songs because they had been through battles like these children of Israel had, and they've seen God do victory after victory in their lives, and they've given them, God's given in their heart a song, and now they put it in words, and now we can sing it today. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. Praise God! He loved me and I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Amen. Some of you know a lot more words of the world than you do those songs. I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, amen.
These songs glorify God.
Amen.
These songs make me realize I have no victory without Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
And if you sat there and knew those words and didn't sing them, there's a problem.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm not here to point out the problems, though. You can keep your problems. I'm rejoicing in victory.
Amen.
If you want to keep your problems, that's fine. I can't help you. But if you want to have a song in your heart, you need to just let go of your pride and let your... There's humility in this.
Amen. Yeah, that's right. Amen.
They weren't worried about, well, so-and-so's going to not like my voice. No. That's what about God?
Amen.
Doesn't God deserve my praise?
Amen.
Doesn't God deserve my glory? There's honesty, but there's also humility. They're just singing, man. They don't care what you think.
Yeah, amen.
They don't care what everybody else thinks. But I want you to see also there's heavenly aspects here. Now, I know this wasn't the end of their journey, but it's a picture of the end of our journey.
Amen.
Think about this. This is a beautiful picture of the end of our journey. When we get to that land that is fairer than day. When we cross that so-called Jordan into the promised land of heaven, and we sit down and rest a little while. My wife and I were talking about that the other day. She said, you know, I know there's going to be streets of gold, and I know there's going to be mansions, and I know there's going to be, you know, Jesus, obviously, and the Apostle Paul. But, you know, she said, I'm just looking forward to resting.
Amen.
There's not going to be any more battles. No more people fighting what you're trying to do for Jesus. Nobody, your own flesh won't be fighting you anymore. You won't have your loved ones who are supposed to love you against you anymore. You won't have friends trying to talk you out of church. You won't have your husband or your wife or your children or your parents trying to talk you out of church. You won't have their influence negatively. It'll all be over, and we can sit down, and there'll be no more battles. There'll be no more battles. You see, there'll be no more battles.
Amen.
And we can simply sit down and rest for all eternity. We'll love the Lord. We'll sing praises. But this is a beautiful picture of the heavenly home that we have to look forward to as Christians. This song was sung because, listen, the horse and the rider was thrown into the sea. I want you to understand, Pharaoh was part of that. Pharaoh was part of that. Pharaoh's a picture of the devil. The devil's not done yet. The devil's not done yet. But the Bible says here in verse 4, Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. What does that mean? That means that when we get to heaven, all of the imps of hell will be completely gone forever. All of the trials and the temptations that the devil keeps throwing our way, Pharaoh is going to be in the bottomless pit for those 1,000 years. But then he's going to be called up. He's going to try to fight Jerusalem. But then he's going to be cast into the lake of fire, and he'll be in torment day and night forever and ever and ever. Somebody ought to say amen right there.
Amen.
I'm talking about Pharaoh's going to be gone. This is a picture of heaven where Pharaoh's going to be gone. He's not gone yet. But you know what? I can have victory over him, though, today. I can have victory over him today. I can live in victory today because I belong to God. Because I'm one of His chosen people. I am one of His redeemed. I have been saved and born again. Now, there's a lot of honesty in this song. There's a lot of humility in this song. And there's a great heavenly picture in this song. One day, Pharaoh's going to be gone. I'm going to sit down beside my Jesus and rest a little while. I want you to understand, however, how they got there. And then I'll be done. How did these Israelites, who just a few verses ago were really griping, I mean, they were belly aching. They were complaining. They were moaning. They were doing anything but singing.
Yep.
Like some of you a minute ago when we were singing and you just sat there. That's not where God wants you to live. That's not where God wants you to live. God wants you to live in victory.
Amen.
God wants you to live with a song. You may not know the words, but dear God, you ought to have something in here that
Amen.
Glorifies God.
Amen.
Something in here that reminds you of how great He is.
Amen.
Something in here that reminds you of how many times He's helped you.
Amen.
Something in here that reminds you of how little you are, but how great and big and mighty He really is. You may not know the song word for word, but you should look forward to coming to church and grabbing that old hymn book and singing those songs and memorizing those songs and having those songs with you all week long in your heart. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. You say, preacher, I don't know all those words. You can.
Yeah.
You can. You can.
Amen. That's right.
You can. And they're not copyrighted just for me. You have a hymn book. You have a way. Look, you need to just say, preacher, I don't know all the words. I feel kind of bad. You're making me feel bad. No, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. I'm trying to push you to the point where you want this song in your heart, where you want to know these words, where you want to live in victory. These folks were in victory. They were on cloud nine. They were living as if they were already in heaven. Listen, if we're saved today, we're already there.
Amen.
Amen.
Nobody can take it away. There's nothing this world can do. Pharaoh might as well be dead because he cannot take my salvation away. Glory
Amen.
To God. I'm going to be in heaven. I'm going to dwell with Jesus. I'm going to sit down by the streets of gold. I'm going to see Jesus. I'm going to see Peter. I'm going to see Paul. I'm going to see James. I'm going to love heaven for all eternity. Nobody can take it away.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. How did they get here, though?
Chapter 14, verse 15. The Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? The children of Israel are scared to death. Pharaoh's army's coming from behind. The Red Sea's in the front. They're saying, Moses, what'd you bring us out here for? To die? Verse 13 tells Moses told him to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Then Moses in verse 15, God tells Moses to go forward. But I want to point you out the first step. The first step, how did they get to this place of victory? Verse 16 is a very interesting verse that I think will help you if you'll just try to let God speak to your heart this morning. Verse 16, but lift up thy rod, stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea.
Now, the reason that they're singing victoriously that morning is because of that verse right there.
Amen.
And that verse represents something to you and me very, very important this morning that I'm going to try to get across to you. See, Moses was nothing but a shepherd. Moses had been a shepherd now for 40 years before he came back to Egypt. Just a humble shepherd with a shepherd's rod.
He had a rod, and the shepherds used this rod. They used this rod to just kind of help them as they walk. They used this rod to fight off predators from the sheep. They used this rod to kind of hit the sheep in the backside when they were going in the wrong direction. But they used this rod. It was a very important part of the shepherd's equipment was their rod.
That's right, man.
And he still had it. 10 plagues later, he still remember, it turned into serpent and it swallowed up Pharaoh's serpents, and he still, and Aaron touched the Nile River and it became blood with his rod. But he still has his rod here in this particular situation, in this circumstance. And I began to pray about this and think about this. Lord, why did you have Moses lift up his rod? And I began to think about that. And by the way, it's okay to think about that, because when things like that are in the Bible, they're there for a reason.
Amen.
God's trying to tell you something that maybe you haven't seen before, or maybe you have, I don't know. Amen. But I hadn't necessarily understood why the rod, Lord. What's going on with the rod? Now, I know the rod, God had used it, like I said, for other things, but He's using it again to help us see. Now, He could have lifted it up like this. The Bible says He held it up over the Red Sea all night long while the children of Israel were walking across, and millions of Jews, it took them a long time to get across. Now, he could have held it up maybe like this with both arms, but you see, that would expend way too much energy all night long. What I believe with all my heart, and what I believe God's trying to help you and me see tonight, or this morning, is that night, is that Moses just held up that rod like this right here. Now, what's the significance of that, preacher?
Yeah, amen.
If I put a nail on this end and a nail on this end,
amen.
What do you see?
Amen.
I see the cross. I see the cross. You remember a few verses ago, Moses said, "Fear you not, stand still and what?
See
what? The salvation."
Salvation. Yeah.
Now, if you remember, if you know your Bible, I don't have time to read it all this morning, but there was a pillar of cloud behind the children of Israel, and it was light for them, but it was utter darkness to the Egyptians.
Yeah.
So the stage was set. God put His spotlight on Moses that night. Through that cloud, God put His spotlight on Moses that night, and all of the children of Israel could not do anything but look up and see Moses like this.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, he may have had to change hands, I imagine. But what I'm trying to help you to see today, is this is a picture of the cross. Now, the rod was nothing more than a piece of wood, just like this. The cross was nothing more than a piece of wood with some nails in it, hands and feet. You know what the children of Israel saw that night? Now think about this. Put yourself there. As they begin to see that water, remember the light, the spotlight's on Moses, spotlight's shining forth. They've got light in their camp like it was day. The Egyptians are so dark they can't move. So they have nothing to do but stand there and watch the scene unfold. The stage is set now. The cross is lifted up. And the water begins to part. To the left and to the right. I got goosebumps just thinking about it.
Amen.
There's nothing they can do but watch. And they see this symbol up here in the air. They don't know what it is just yet. But we do.
Right.
They don't understand exactly what's going on, but God is showing His people the cross. The cross. Fear ye not. Stand still and see.
Yeah, amen.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would He devote that sacred head
For such a worm as I, at the cross where I first saw the light, the light, the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith, receive my sight, and now I am happy all the day. When they got across that Red Sea, you know what they remembered? This right here.
Amen.
Children of God, if you're saved this morning, you know what you need to remember?
Amen, that's right.
Amen. Preacher, you don't know what's going on in my life. I don't have to.
Amen.
You know what you need to look at?
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
When's the last time you stopped?
Yeah.
And looked at the cross?
Amen.
So how is that going to help me? Oh, wait a minute. Let me help you understand. Every sin ever committed, past, present, and future, was paid for on that cross. Every enemy you'll ever face was defeated on that cross. Every drop of blood that you'll ever need to cleanse your heart from all sin was shed on that cross.
That's right.
Preacher, you don't understand. I'm standing in front of a Red Sea. The devil's on my back. I don't know what to do.
Amen.
Lift up your eyes.
Yes.
Lift up your eyes and see the cross. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light.
Amen.
Glorious grace.
Amen. That's right. Hey.
You know why I'm going to go to heaven?
Amen. That's right. Amen.
You know I can sing and cry and be thankful?
Amen.
You know why I preach the gospel? You know why I'm going to keep preaching the gospel until Jesus takes me home?
Amen.
You know why I'm going to stick to the stuff that got me here?
Amen.
You know why I'm going to finish my course?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
The cross shows me, listen, hey, the cross shows me that Jesus didn't quit.
That's right, amen.
Jesus didn't quit, Martavius.
Right.
He didn't quit, man. He didn't quit, Miss Jill.
Yeah.
He suffered.
Yeah.
He cried.
Amen.
He bled. He hurt. But he didn't quit.
Amen.
And I'm going to keep serving Him.
Amen.
I'm going to keep preaching the gospel. I'm going to keep exalting Him. If I be lifted up, if I be lifted up, I'll turn all men's eyes shall be lifted up to me. All the world. If I be lifted up, I'm going to keep lifting Him up. Oh, it ain't the wood that did it. It's just a piece of tree. It's the blood that ran down this wood. It's the blessed body that was nailed to this wood. It's the Holy One that laid down His life on this wood. So it's not that wood, I know that. But it was Christ. I want you to understand, as that water began to part and they saw that and the spotlight was shining on Moses, the water was going apart, they began to see, hey, we're going to make it.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to make it.
Amen.
We're going to make it.
Amen.
This is good. God's going to do something.
began to get a little bit excited.
Amen.
They began to get a little bit goosebumps, maybe. And they, I promise you, they weren't going to sleep.
Amen. Come on.
Right.
Like some of you. Anyway, they weren't going to sleep. They saw the waters begin to part, and they had that cross in the forefront, and behind was the waters parting, and they realized, God's going to make a way in the wilderness.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Behold, I will do a new thing. Amen. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness. I will make a way in the wilderness.
Amen.
There's nothing that God can't do.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
There's no sin that this cross that I'm talking about cannot conquer. There's no pain that this cross cannot ease. Do you remember the day? Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart.
Hey.
Singing glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood. The water began to part. And they began to get excited.
Amen.
And here's poor Moses up here. Oh, this is heavy. Oh, Lord. No, I don't think so. I think as he started seeing that water part, he's like, I could stand here. I could stand here all night. Matter of fact, he did. But I want you to notice the rest of the picture. The cross is not the end. Listen now. When you have a body of water the size of the Red Sea, the ground has to be lower in order for the water not to just flood everywhere. So as that water was parting and they began to go into that riverbed, they went down into the ground. They crossed. And then what happened? They came up.
Yeah.
On the other side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On the other side. What does that mean?
Amen.
See, the cross was just the beginning.
Yeah. Right.
Then there was a burial.
Amen.
And then there was a rising again on the other side. Amen. Victory in Jesus.
Amen.
The cross, the burial, the resurrection. See, the gospel's right there at the Red Sea.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Do you see now why they had a song in their heart?
Amen.
Amen.
Do you see now why they were excited? Do you see now why they weren't ashamed to sing? Do you see now why they were honest and needed God? Do you see now why there's a heavenly picture there? The reason I'm going to be in heaven, the cross, the burial, the resurrection of my Savior. I'm alive forevermore. You cannot kill me. I have been saved. I have been redeemed. I have been purchased. I belong to Him.
Amen.
You see, I'm not going to be worried about singing in heaven. You know, everybody's going to sing in heaven. I don't know if you're going to have a better voice or not. I don't know, but you won't care.
Amen, that's right.
We're going to sing a song the angels know nothing of.
That's right.
I stand redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I stand redeemed before the great I Am. When He looks at me, He sees the nail-scarred hands that bought my liberty. I stand redeemed. There's nothing. There's no other way, dear child of God, to get to heaven.
That's right.
You had to come by the way of the cross.
That's right.
You had to come by the way of the cross. Oh, you see, but we enjoy the resurrection and we rejoice, praise God for it.
Amen.
But it started with the cross.
Right.
And the stage was set that morning or that night. I want you to think about this as I close. They got across that Red Sea up on the other side, amen?
Amen.
Up on the other side. God expects us to live after we get saved on the other side.
Right, amen. Amen.
Not keep living in Egypt.
Amen.
They got up on the other side. Beautiful, beautiful picture of resurrecting power. Hey, listen. Satan says, hey, I can do that.
Yeah.
Well, here's what happened. Moses is now on the other side. All the Israelites had crossed. Moses on the other side, and here comes Pharaoh. You know what God said to do?
Man, Christ.
What does that mean, preacher? That means, you know what happened to Pharaoh? Hey, listen, don't miss this. He was on the wrong side of the cross.
That's right, amen.
He was on the wrong side of the cross.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
The cross was there. They were on the wrong side.
That's right.
What do you mean, preacher? I mean, listen, if you're not saved today, the cross is there. But if you die and perish in hell, that's because you're on the wrong side.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
You're not going to heaven just because you want to.
Yeah.
You're not going to heaven just because you're good. You can't, listen, nothing they could have done would have parted that water.
That's right. That's,
nothing.
That's right.
God had to do it.
Amen.
Through the cross,
Yep. The
burial, and the resurrection of my Savior.
Amen.
God did it.
Amen.
One day, however, after God closes the waters back, after the rapture,
Yep. And
you say, oh, no, wait a minute. Wait, what about me? My friend, listen to me. You're going to be on the wrong side of the cross.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
It's going to be too late.
Amen.
It was too late for Pharaoh. It was too late for their armies. It was too late for their chariots. Wait for me! And all of a sudden the water started coming in on them. Their wheels had fallen off and they began to drown. And the water came up to their ankles. And the water came up to their waist. And the water came up to their chest. And the water came up to their neck. And the water came up to their nose. And the water came up to their eyes. And before they knew it, they were dead.
Right.
Why? On the wrong side of the cross.
Right.
Amen.
I don't want you to wind up on the wrong side of the cross.
Yeah.
You don't have a song in your heart this morning. You know why? You maybe still be on the wrong side of the cross.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not too late.
Amen.
The waters aren't closed yet.
Amen.
The waters aren't closed yet. There's still time.
Amen.
You're still breathing God's air. There's still grace. Amen. Don't let this moment pass you, because sooner or later those waters are going to close and it's going to be too late for you, my friend. Don't die on the wrong side of the cross.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Listen now. Because He first loved me.
Hey.
What side of the cross are you on this morning? If you're on the right side, listen, get a song in your heart.
Amen.
Stop acting like this is yesterday's news. This is the only reason you're saved.
Amen.
You ought to say amen. You ought to be excited.
Amen.
If you're on the wrong side, you can get excited today,
right,
because
amen.
It's still waiting for you. The waters are still parted. You can get across.
That's right. Amen.
You can get across.
Amen.
Don't wait. Don't wait another day. I don't know. Jesus is coming again. He's coming again.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's coming again. And the waters are going to close up and it's going to be too late.
Amen.
Don't get caught on the wrong side of the cross.
Amen.
And if you're on that right side, oh dear God, dear child of God,
get
some joy in your heart.
Amen.
Get a song in your soul. Realize you're saved.
Amen.
You're born again. You cannot go to hell.
Amen.
Amen. Don't care what the devil throws in my way.
Amen.
I'm saved.
Amen.
Saved.
We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward 'tis our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye.
Hey. Hey.
And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day.
Hey.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, Lord, I thank You, Lord. I thank You for the cross. I thank You for the beautiful picture here, the Red Sea, of Your power, of Your grace, of Your glory. Lord, help us to live as Your children with a song in our hearts. Help us to realize, God, we're on the other side. We're on the other side. We're as good as in heaven. Nothing can take it away. With heads bowed and eyes closed this morning, I want to ask you a question. What side of the cross are you on? You say, preacher, I know that if I died today, if I quit breathing right now, I know I'd be in heaven. There's no doubt in my mind. Would you raise your hand as a testimony? I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. And I know it. Thank you very much. What a blessing. You can put them down. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Maybe you couldn't raise your hand. You don't understand why we're all singing and crying and having a good time. You thought church was boring. You thought church was some kind of ritual. You don't understand why we're alive and excited. Because Jesus is alive. And He lives in our hearts. But maybe He doesn't live in your heart yet. He can. He will. He wants to. It's not too late for you, my friend. You say, preacher, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to be on the wrong side, though. I don't want to get caught on the wrong side. All I want to do is pray for you. All I want to do is pray for you. Would you be honest with God this morning? Nobody's looking. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I just want to see your hand real quick. Would you lift it up? Put it right back down. Say, preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure that I'm going to go to heaven when I die, but I sure don't want to go to hell. I don't want to get caught on the wrong side of that cross. Would you pray for me? Would there be one like that this morning? Just be honest. I just want to pray for you. We're not going to come to you. We're not going to embarrass you. I just want to pray. I'm not going to call your name or anything like that. Would there be one this morning? Just lift it up, put it right back down. Lift it up, put it right back down. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure that I'm on the right side of that cross. Pray for me, please. This morning as we conclude, you've been saved. According to your testimony, you're on the right side of that cross. Are you living in victory? May God renew the song in your heart this morning. That was the whole point of this message. I want the lost to get saved, but dear God, I want God's people to get a song back in their heart. You may not know all the words, that's okay. But do you have a joy in your heart that you're saved? Father, this morning, bless the invitation.